a reading from the book of Sirach. Like the choice fat of the sacred offerings, so was David in Israel. When he assumed the royal crown, he battled and subdued the enemy on every side. He destroyed the hostile Philistines and shattered their power till our own day. With his every deed, he offered thanks to God Most High in words of praise. With his whole being, he loved his Maker and daily had his praises sung. He set singers before the altar, and by their voices he made sweet melodies. He added beauty to the feast and solemnized the seasons of each year, so that when the holy name was praised, before daybreak the sanctuary would resound. The Lord forgave him his sins and exalted his strength forever. He conferred on him the rights of royalty and established his throne in heaven. Our second reading today is from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Others were saying, "He is Elijah." Still others, "He is a prophet like any of the prophets." But when Herod learned of it, he said, "It is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in today's excerpts from the book of Sirach and the Gospel according to Mark, we hear the tale of two kings, Herod from the New Testament and David from the Old Testament. In both cases, the stories are of adultery and murder. Herod commits adultery with Herodias, the wife of his brother. David commits adultery with Bathsheba, the wife of his loyal soldier, Uriah the Hittite. Herod then has John the Baptist killed because his wife Herodias asks for John's head. She hated John because of his accusation of adultery. David similarly has Uriah the Hittite killed in a battle. In this case, David arranges a royal cover-up for his affair with Bathsheba. But now, as we go on, the stories diverge. For Herod, who is suffering from great psychological guilt because he actually liked John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was the one who was accusing him and Herodias of adultery. And because he was dead, there was no one to accuse him anymore. And so, Herod had never been forgiven for his sins. And in his guilt, he mistakes Jesus for a resurrected John the Baptist. In comparison, the prophet Nathan is the one that accuses David of his sin. Immediately, David responds, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan tells David that the Lord has forgiven his sin. What a difference. The reading today from Sirach, our first reading, is part of a portion of Sirach that is a great eulogy of the great heroes of Israel. For David, we hear a wonderful recitation of his virtues, leadership, courage, the tremendous kingdom that he ran. And yet, what comes through more than anything else is that David was a man of God, a lover and praiser of God, a person who was involved in creating liturgy, psalms for his people. We almost miss the great one line, the most important line of the entire first reading, and I quote, "The Lord forgave him his sins and exalted his strength forever." This is the key. David, like all of us, was a sinner, but he experienced repentance and forgiveness. What a difference for David as compared to Herod. And my friends, what a difference for us. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, what about you? What about me? Is a great sin eating you up right now? Follow David. Confess and be forgiven. Remove the guilt and regain your spiritual strength. Be like David, so that it can be said of you as it was said of him. The Lord forgave your sins and exalted your strength forever.